آپ ہیں ایس بی ایس ہندی کے ساتھ اور خبروں کے لیے جائیں sbs.com.au/hindi پر۔
دوستو، بھارتیہ سمودائے کے لیے، بھارتیہ آسٹریلیا سمودائے کے لیے اور ہر آپرواسی کے لیے یہ ایک بڑی خبر ہے، خوشی کی خبر ہے کہ شاملا ایشورن کو پریمیئرز میڈل سے نوازا جا رہا ہے۔ شاملا ایشورن ایک سانسکرتک کاریہ کرتا ہیں اور سامودائک کاریہ کرتا کے طور پر وہ لگاتار کمیونٹی میں، سمودائے میں انوالو رہتی ہیں کسی نہ کسی کام میں، تو وہ اس وقت میرے ساتھ ہیں یہ خوشی سب سے بانٹنے کے لیے، ساجھا کرنے کے لیے۔ انگریزی میں ان سے بات کریں گے اور جانیں گے کہ وہ سب سے پہلے جو پترکار سوال پوچھتے ہیں کہ وہ کیسا محسوس کر رہی ہیں۔ شاملا، ویلکم ٹو ایس بی ایس ہندی۔
Thank you for having me, Vivek.
Many congrats to you for this award, for this honor. What does it mean to you?
Oh, wow. I think winning an award like this is just a really powerful statement about how important arts and culture is when it comes to promoting social inclusion and diversity, and most of all to expressing our stories as people of color, because we don't necessarily get the same opportunities. And I think people are drawn to our arts. So if we use that moment as a point of educating and sharing our stories, I think that's where real social change can happen.
And how does that change happen? I mean, how does this recognition work in that direction? We see people getting awards every year, and we see their work being recognized by the broader Australia, but does it change anything on the ground?
That's a very good question. I think it does, because I can talk from my personal experience. I work in schools, I tour around Australia, I work in schools and preschools, and you need credibility when you go into those spaces to work with children. So being able to say that my program has received an award that has come from Multicultural New South Wales gives it that extra credibility that allows artists like me to, for example, secure funding for grants, which I've never been able to do before. I've just never applied for a grant before, and it helps to elevate what we're trying to do and give it a bit more credibility that we're not just some random person with an idea and a program, but that the change of those programs has been, and the reach of those programs has been, recognized.
Shamla, you are a second generation Australian Indian, Fiji Indian. You have so many identities, and this is just a recognition of, is it a recognition of all those identities or just one of them?
That is such a good question. And I think it's recognition that our identities are complex and movable, and that there needs to be acknowledgement that we shouldn't have to choose between our identities. I shouldn't have to choose whether I'm identified as Fiji Indian, whether I'm Australian born Indian, whether I'm, you know, my father's Tamil. All of that forms a part of my identity. And as an artist, there are also cultures outside of my personal identity that really have shaped me as well. I've spent an enormous amount of time training Brazilian samba. I've been to Rio de Janeiro. I've performed in carnival. And that to me as an artist is also really relevant of my experience, because I spent a lot of time around Brazilians. So I think it shows us that we shouldn't have to choose, but I also think that there needs to be some responsibility and care taken, especially when we are including other cultures that are outside of our own in our work as well. So identity is a complex thing. It comes from inside our blood and our upbringing and our influences as we're growing up.
When you look back from this stage, which is higher up, what kind of challenges do you remember?
At which point?
When you look back and during your journey towards this award, towards this recognition, when you started as an artist, were there many challenges?
I think the biggest challenge is having the confidence to be authentic, because you feel a pressure, especially within Australia, to conform to other people's ideas of what your culture is. So I spent many years doing Bollywood dancing that I only came to realize later in my life was largely just appeasing other people's notions of what it meant for me to be Indian. And I think that's probably been the biggest challenge, is having the confidence and believing that there will still be opportunities for me as an artist if I do want to share a more complicated message, and if I do want to incorporate things that don't necessarily fit within the norm of, say, Bollywood or Indian dance. So I think that's one of the things. There is still a lot of racism in Australia. I do experience it when I tour. Sometimes it's overt, sometimes it's in discreet ways. But I think for us as people who actually get out there and express ourselves, the biggest challenge is within our own heads, and in many cases undoing internalized racism and even being able to see it. It's very complex. You can't even see what you're doing sometimes until you really investigate it or have the benefit of hindsight.
You experiment a lot. I follow your work, and you experiment a lot with the dance form, with the artworks. How does that help you as an artist with so many identities, again, I would say?
I've taken, this year especially with my performing arts group, Bindi Bosses, we've taken that experimentation to a different level and attached it to cultural responsibility. And what I mean by that is, if we want to be regarded as distinct people as South Asians, we also need to regard and treat other cultures as distinct. So, for example, this year we have already, well, we didn't have much time at the beginning of the year, but we've worked with a South African artist to come and teach us his specific cultural style of dance. We've worked with a renowned hip-hop artist to come and teach us her specific cultural style, and to not only teach us those styles, but to actually share the stories behind them as well. So I think that's really important, is that engaging other people from those cultures and giving them a space to share their story with us, so that when we experiment, we're not just experimenting or appropriating another culture, but rather leaning more towards collaborating with artists. And that's something that is pretty new, I think, with Bindi Bosses. We've really having that focus where, for example, if we want to incorporate Bhangra, we engage Down to Bhangra, who is an established Bhangra crew and full of Punjabis who don't just do Bhangra dance, they live Punjabi culture because it's coming from their culture, and their dance form is a reflection of that. So I think with that experimentation, there is a responsibility to really investigate and to engage people from the cultures and those styles that you are experimenting with, so that you don't appropriate them.
Well, again, as we say in Hindi, aapko bahut bahut badhai, many congratulations and many more to come.
Dhanyavaad. Thank you so much. Shukriya, dhanyavaad. I know, yeah. I don't speak much Hindi, but I can say thank you.
Very nice. I'm still waiting for you to come to me in a Hindi interview.
Oh, you know what? I've downloaded an app called Duolingo, and throughout isolation, I've been trying. I can show you a picture of the room I'm sitting in right now. It's covered with children's, probably what you would have learnt off when you were a kid, posters that I got when I was in Fiji.
Wow.
All the characters with the, I'm trying.
Very good. I'm looking forward to it. And all the best.
Thank you so much, Vivek.
आपका समुदाय, आपकी बातें, SBS हिंदी। लाइक करें, शेयर करें या कमेंट करें, SBS हिंदी को फेसबुक पर फॉलो करें।